If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 606 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Monday, everyone. What is going on? Hello and welcome to the final week of June. Before you know it, guys, we'll have the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which I cannot wait to get down on. It's an annual tradition for me, so looking forward to that. But let's see if we can finish off June with a bit of a bang here, guys. I'm looking back. Last time we talked, obviously, on Friday. Ended up, down here. It was 3-5, minus 2.41 units. Remember, we did get the Liberty over, which was nice. But unfortunately, in MLB, it was 2-4, and Colorado let us down. Remember, that was a couple games ago. But then we did see, so it was 3-5, minus 2.41 units. UFC biting. I probably should have just stayed with our guy Bautista. He came up with a huge dub for us. Nechukwe, big steam move. We actually beat the closing line, but couldn't come through. So 1-1 UFC. But overall, guys, how about we crown a new champion in the NHL? Obviously, the Colorado Avalanche get it done. I don't know if anyone played yesterday's numbers, but a couple things to look at. You know, you did see a line move toward Colorado at some of those shops. They were, you know, opening as low as like minus 105, minus 110, got up to minus 115. Some of these numbers in the end, guys, when it comes to the NHL the playoffs here, favorites 59-30, 66%, 10% ROI, home favorites. Now, this didn't match with obviously Tampa because they were a dog at home, but home faves 43-19, 69%, 15% ROI. So these are just some numbers to kind of, you know, think about moving forward. But maybe you did see the under. The under was what I played yesterday. It just kind of jumped out to me. And, you know, when you get deep in the finals here, typically you kind of see these, you know, game six, game seven, low scoring games. But that was a six, super juiced up under. It actually got down to 5.5 and ended up being a 2-1 game. So maybe you went with the move with Colorado. Maybe you took the under. But either way, guys, we had a pretty good NHL year. I was looking back from the very beginning of this year, back in October, plus 23.27 units. So pretty good year overall, leaning on a lot of our favorite systems. Obviously, Chalk had a really good year, but I'm proud of the NHL season that we had. So I'm excited for, obviously, next year. There's going to be a long, long wait here. Luckily for me as a Bruins fan, it sounds like Patrice Bergeron is coming back. But I just wanted to say, hey, it was great to sweat with you all year with you guys, being puckheads as we were and are and continue to be. But plus 23 units, not a bad NHL season. Also want to tip the cap to Andy McNeil. If you haven't been reading Andy every day, again, there's going to be a layoff here until we get NHL back next year, but he nailed Cal Makar. I think he had him 15-1 to start the playoffs. Makar obviously ends up winning the Conn Smythe Award. Looking back, or looking toward next year, guys, we already have the numbers out here looking toward, obviously, 2023. But the Avs open as another favorite to win the Cup again next year, plus 380. Leafs are 8-1, Lightning 9-1, Panthers 10-1, Hurricanes and Golden Knights 14-1. Then you have the Flames, Oilers, Wild 18-1. Penguins, Rangers 20-1. Where are my Bruins? Oh yeah, they're tied with the Blues 22-1. So overall, guys, you know, we're gonna probably put a put a pin in the NHL for quite a while here. I know the draft is coming up, free agency, all that. But in terms of betting, now we have the off season here. But either way, plus 23 units for our NHL pod season, I will take it every day of the week. But now what are we going to do? I think there's a lot of people, and I kind of wanted to address this. Like, what do you do now? You know, the NHL is over. The NBA is over. We pretty much just have baseball and WNBA, right? That's what we're going to grind pretty much on the pod. MLB every day, as we always do. By the way, I have six Major League Baseball bets today that I'm excited to share with you. WNBA, we're going to continue to grind WNBA. I think we're now 8-4 with our WNBA plays, something like that. I do a play for today, which isn't a huge Steam system match, but it's a good value play with an incredible low bets, higher dollar bet discrepancy, so stay tuned for that. But I wanted to mention, you know, before we dive into everything, kind of how to approach this time of year, because once you get the NHL and the NBA over with, I think a lot of bettors either, you know, they take a break, or maybe you go on, it's quote-unquote gambler's vacation or sports bettor's vacation. This is typically when, you know, the slow time of year, the quiet time of year. And what do you do? So I think there's a couple things just on the pod, guys. No days off. We're going to continue. It's going to be baseball every day, WNBA every day. I do want to kind of incorporate CFL, Canadian Football League, because I bet that previously, and I kind of want to open up a new market for us, hopefully. It's kind of like WNBA in terms of a niche market where, again, percentages don't mean anything, but a lot of big steam moves are important. But also, I'm going to start getting into NFL win totals. I read something, I think we have 11 more Sundays until the NFL starts, something like that. But I've already bet a few win totals. We've been talking NFL win totals on Betting Across America with me and Pritch. By the way, Pritch, the second week of vacation. I miss him, but Ben Wilson continues to crush here. So excited for Pritch to come back. But we will talk NFL win totals, incorporate a few of those as we get closer and closer. But the first thing I wanted to address before, you know, we do our housekeeping and dive into our MLB day. Again, I have a juicy dog. I got a juicy dog and I got some favorites. I got a value play excited to share with you in WNBA, as I had mentioned. But I think the one big thing right now, guys, is reassessing your bankroll. So I think, you know, a lot of people always ask me, and I have a full chapter in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, on, you know, bankroll management and how to manage your bankroll. And I think as new bettors, we don't even really think about that. You know, it's like, hey, I'll put $20 on this, $75 on this, $5 on this. Number one, I have a full breakdown of why you should be a flat bettor, a disciplined bettor. And of course, if you are a, you know, a handicapper who sets their own numbers and you do Kelly Criterion, which basically means you're betting different amounts on each game based on your confidence level. So based on your rating of a game, if you have a stronger rating, you're going to bet a little bit more. Now, that's great if you can do that, but it takes, you know, an MIT degree and, you know, you got to know pivot tables and Excel sheets. Not all of us can do that. So I'm a big proponent of flat betting. You hear me say it all the time, but every play is one unit. You're betting to risk, not betting to win. You're risking 3% of your bankroll per play. That's the whole point. The whole point of flat betting is keeping you in the game long term. When you struggle, you know, you're not going to go bankrupt. When you're doing well, you're going to have a positive ROI, return on investment. But I think a lot of people always talk to me like, hey, let's say you have a fantastic month of betting. Do you start to bet more? You have a terrible month of betting. Do you cut back? Do you quit? What do you do? To me, guys, and I wrote about this in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to have the full breakdown, not just the pod version, but the full written version, feel free to check it out in my book. But I think right now is a great time to reassess your bankroll. So what that means, guys, is, you know, we're looking, and again, I don't want to, here's the thing about changing your bankroll all the time, where one great week you bet more, one bad week you bet less. We all know there's so many ups and downs in sports betting. So you don't want to have a great week, start to bet a ton more, and then you get ice cold for a week, and then you give it all up. So the whole point here, guys, is only reassessing your bankroll one time per year. I'm a big proponent of this, but now is the time to reassess your bankroll. So number one, you're kind of going to do a little bit of an autopsy on your plays. And in order to do this, you got to be tracking your bets. So if you want to reach out to me, I can give you some suggestions, but there's a lot of apps out there. You submit your bets. Obviously, it gives you, you know, your win-loss record, your units won, your return on investment, tracks all your plays. But the really more important thing is a lot of these apps will allow you to break down your action. Like, you know, NHL, how do I do with totals? How do I do with money lines? You know, NFL, how do I do with totals, money lines, home teams, road teams, dogs, favorites? I think at this time of year, when you want to take advantage of kind of the slow season of sports betting, go back into your action and start to look at, you know, how you did in specific situations. So a perfect example is like, you know, this was like years and years ago, but I was always tracking my bets and I had a really bad MLB season. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe, where I bet a ton of dogs. They really didn't bark at all. And I was down on the year. But I was looking at my action. I'm like, okay, I got killed with dogs. I was terrible on the money line, but it's actually up like, you know, 5-10 units there on totals. So that was something that I wouldn't have known had I not tracked my bets and then been able to look at my bet history. So I think it's really important because we kind of feel like, oh, I'm good at this, bad at this. You have a, you know, the recency bias or your memory of, oh, I cashed this bet and I had a bad beat on the total and yada, yada, yada. But the whole point is tracking your bets and learning about yourself, learning your strengths and weaknesses. You may be surprised. Maybe you always thought, wow, I really crushed Monday Night Football. And then you realize, wow, I actually wasn't that good. And actually Thursday night, I was really good. So this is important to learn your strengths, you know, and kind of learn your strengths and weaknesses, lean on your strengths, and also work on your weaknesses. I think that's really important. But in terms of actually, you know, reassessing your bankroll, this is what I mean. So I'll give you a perfect example. Again, I'm always a proponent of flat betting. You're betting to risk, not betting to win, 3% of your bankroll per play. So let's say back in September, you started, and again, I always start with your bankroll, you know, right before the football season starts. So let's say September 1st, you know, before all the football, college, NFL starts, you were sitting at $1,000 in your bankroll and you were betting 3% per play. So that means you're risking $30 a game. Let's say now, you know, months and months later, as we're now June 27th, you have a bankroll of $1,500. You had a pretty good year. You're up $500. You've grinded, you know, you've made a little bit of money. You've been successful. Now what you do is do the same thing you did when you started in September. Take your new bankroll number, which is $1,500 for the purpose of this argument. You're going to multiply it by 0.03, 3%. And again, between 1% and 5%, I would never go above 5%. That's just too much risk and too much volatility. Some wise guys are betting 1% per game, 2% per game. But oftentimes, if you're such a big wise guy, 1% is, you know, $1,000. So it can be a bigger amount here. But now let's say you started with 1,000. Now, in the end of June, you're up to 1,500. You multiply it by 0.03%. What does that now mean? That means moving forward from now on out, you're risking $45 a game. You've done well. You've profited 500. You're no longer betting 3% at 30 a game. You're betting 3% at $45 a game. Okay, now let's go the other way. Let's say you didn't have a very good year. You know, you had some bad beats. You struggled a little bit. You started with 1,000 in September. You're down to $500. So number one, what do you do with your new bankroll? Same thing you did if you had a good year, bad year, it doesn't matter. You take your new bankroll number, which would now be $500. You lost $500. You had some tough beats. You're going to multiply that by 0.03%. What does that now mean? It means you're risking $15 a game. So I think the importance here, guys, and again, hopefully everyone had a good year. Again, I know that's not always the case. Sports betting is hard, as we all know. It's hard enough to beat these really sharp lines the odds makers and their supercomputers set. It's hard to stay away from bad beats and, you know, luck and randomness and all that, and overcoming the juice, obviously. But that's what I'm getting at. I think right now is a really good time to reassess your bankroll. Do the autopsy on your plays. And again, if you didn't track your bets, do it. Dear God, do it. Start doing it. It's so important. Not only waking up the next day and seeing, okay, I was, you know, 4-3 plus 0.21 units or whatever it may be. Of course, you're tracking your action, but the more important thing is learning about yourself so that you can, again, you know, find your strengths and weaknesses and be aware of what you're doing well and what you're struggling with. But the whole point now, guys, is, you know, gambler's vacation right now. I know a lot of people, this is really the dead time in sports betting. It's not going to be the dead time for the pod because we're going to continue to grind baseball every day and, you know, incorporate WNBA, talk win totals. There's no days off, as the old Bill Belichick would say. The new chill Bill is like days off all the time. Let me hire all my cronies and, you know, friends of my sons. Again, as Patricia and Judge are going to call plays for Mac Jones. Give me a break. Anyway, that's my Patriots fandom seeping through. But again, now is a good time with things dying down to reassess your bankroll. So again, if you started with 1,000 in September, 3% per play, you were risking $30 a game. Then between then and now you're up to 1,500, 3%. Now you're risking $45 a game. Maybe you struggled, you're down to 500. You're risking $15 a game. The whole point here, guys, is reassessing your bankroll over the long period of time and continuing to grind it out. I do this every year around this time of year. I think it's a very important thing to do. And again, hopefully you're up and you're risking more. But if not, the whole point is to stay consistent with the percentage of your unit size. So again, if you need any questions or questions about that, you want to get deeper into it, let me know. I'd be happy to help you out. But I think this is a great time, gambler's vacation, to reassess your bankroll and multiply your new bankroll by 0.03. That's your new unit size. So with that being said, get that out of the way. I just thought that was important to address. Now let's dive into our sweats for today, guys. Before we do, housekeeping as always. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you gotta do is plug in your email. Then every single day, you'll wake up to the best sports betting newsletter in all the land. So we let off today, Gil Alexander, who, again, give him props. He nailed Paolo Banchero, but he's got his new Beating the Book Megapod out with a lot of great guests. So if you want to talk Wimbledon or listen to some talk about Wimbledon, check out Gil's Megapod. We have a new Stanley Cup champion, obviously. So Dave Tooley, Andy McNeil with their thoughts on the Stanley Cup Finals and moving forward. Run out of all the shows, guests and hosts that day. I'll be on Lombardi Line and, of course, betting across America 3-4 today, Eastern Time. You also get promos for legal sportsbooks. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. That's another thing this time of year, reassessing your bankroll. Sign up for that book that you've been waiting and have been too busy with all your sweats to get down on. Now's the time to open up new accounts. So that's another good point here this time of year. And again, we will give you great promos to take advantage of. Of course, in the newsletter, you'll get every day our MLB betting guide, which is fantastic, with Derek Carty, Adam Burke, Jason Weingarten, the whole crew. You get links to all of our city casts. You get great coverage, college football, NFL, from Michael Lombardi, Steve Mackinnon, Matty Humans, and the whole crew. And then you also get how-to betting resources, betting education. And, of course, I buried the lead here. My market insights column every single day, which will pretty much just be grinding Major League Baseball now until football starts again, which I'm cool with. I love sweating baseball. But take advantage, VSiN.com/newsletter. Again, best way to stay plugged into VSiN and everything that's going on in the sports betting market. Then if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. We have a great promo right now, only $19. It's really pennies per day to have access to everything that we do. Great value here. What are you going to get for only $19? All of July, the rest of June, and you'll get everything that we offer. You'll get all of our afternoon best bet emails. You get all of the Point Spread Weekly magazines. You get a live stream of all the shows at VSiN, so you can tune into any of the shows, live or taped, or watch Mitch and Pauly in the morning, or anything you want. Betting Cross America, My Guys with Stormy. You have a full link and live stream of all the shows, as well as all of our betting guides. Our college football betting guide will be coming out in the last week of July. And, of course, everything behind the VSiN.com paywall, stat splits, power ratings. So give it a shot, VSiN.com/subscribe. And then, of course, get on Twitter. Twitter is where Woj, again, I'll never get over it. Until the day I die, I'll never forget what an insane Woj NBA draft it was. Don't bring it to my attention. I'm now putting it in the Patriots Giants, the game that shall not be mentioned in 2007. That's how infamous and annoying that draft was. But either way, guys, get on Twitter. It's a great resource for sports bettors, following local beat reporters, breaking news, breaking injuries, trades, scratch starting pitchers, starting goalies, NBA load management, lineups coming out in MLB, all included if you're on Twitter. So make sure you follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsiN.com. So with that being said, let's dive into our sweats for today. We talked about reassessing our bankroll and why that's important this time of year. But we actually have sweats, guys. And again, that's what we love every single day, sweating in the arena, grinding, see if we can beat the books. Although remember, as a contrarian, we're with the books. When the books do well, we do well. So really what we're trying to do is beat the lines. But here we go, guys. First one on the board for me. I'm going to go Yankees, but I'm not going to lay -300. I'm going to go Yankees on the run line. Yankees are at home today against the Oakland A's. Saw a big steam move in favor of the Yankees. At one point, they were down to they opened like -270, something like that. They're up to around -300. I have a lot of system matches here. Home favorites 200 or more, 71%. Favorite who made the playoffs, the opponent did not, 65%. So the Yankees, obviously big number here, but there's really no value to laying a 300 or -285, whatever your book is offering here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go run line. Give me the Yankees on the run line to win by 2 runs or more, -1.5 at -151. Again, this is your spread number here. But if you look at Oakland, they've really struggled in this spot, 20-40 as a dog. They're 17-21 on the road. Yankees are 49-19 as a favorite, 31-9 at home, incredible home record. And then you have a lefty with Montgomery pitching and Blackburn a righty. You look at the Yankees, they're 36-13 against righties. Oakland's just 8-15 against left-handed pitchers. Really banking on the Yankees' bats. They're hitting .240. Oakland A's are only hitting .211. Team ERA of 2.94, more than 4.5 there for Oakland. You look at also these pitchers, and I think this is kind of a good thing to do now that we have a lot of data on these pitchers, but the Yankees are 6-0 the last six Jordan Montgomery starts. And Montgomery is 3-0. So what's ironic is both of these pitchers have a 2.97 ERA, but Montgomery in the month of June, his ERA is 2.84. Blackburn in the month of June, His team's only 1-4 in his starts, and he's got an ERA over 5. So again, same ERA, but Montgomery's pitching well. Blackburn is not. I'm not going to lay the minus 300. Give me the Yankees here. This is also a non-division home favorite system match, 58%. I'm on the Yanks on the run line, minus 1.5 at minus 151. Now this play, guys, to me, it's a sharp line freeze. It matches a lot of system matches, and it's also a big, juicy dog. Can we get a plus 160 dog to hit? Wouldn't that be nice? And again, risking one unit, you're trying to get 1.6 units back, plus the unit that you risk, obviously. But I'm talking about the hottest team in baseball, hailing from Boston, Massachusetts, the Boston Red Sox. Let's go Sox. I'm going to take a shot on the Sox at a big, juicy dog price here. Number one, if you look at our VSiN splits, you have more than 60% of bets on Toronto. So the Red Sox are at Toronto. This is Connor Siebold, who was brought up from AAA against Kevin Gausman. But only around 40% of bets are on the Red Sox. But the line opened minus 175 Jays, and it really hasn't moved at all. So we do have a bit of a line freeze here. If you have, you know, almost two-thirds of bets on Toronto, why aren't they up to minus 190? They've kind of pretty much stayed exactly where they're at. This would also match system-wise a road divisional dog. So again, within the division, you have a lot of built-in familiarity, levels the playing field, benefits the team getting plus money. You also have a road division dog with a high total, so dog high total. This total is 9.5. Looks like it is juiced up under a little bit. But we do have a couple system matches there. Also, it's not just a line freeze play here, but it's also a value play. You know, the Red Sox are 19-4 their last 23 games. They've won 7 straight. They're putting everything together right now. The Red Sox bats, they're hitting 261 versus 255 for Toronto. They have a team ERA of 3.5 versus 4 for Toronto. And also, looking at these pitchers, guys, Kevin Gausman, he is 0-4 with a 5.5 ERA in the month of June. So he's really, really struggled here in the month of June. And then Connor Siebold is coming up from Worcester. He was 5-1 this year at Worcester with a 2.26 ERA. So if you're asking me where the value is, and again, line freeze in terms of, you know, analytics value, it's with the Red Sox today, guys. So I'm going to sweat hard the Bo Sox, not because they're my favorite team, but because of the, you know, road division dog high total. Again, contrarian line freeze, Gausman struggling in June. That's why I'm taking the Sox today. So give me Boston plus 160. Next play for me, guys, I'm going to take a shot on the Minnesota Twinkies. Give me the Twins here. They're on the road at the Cleveland Guardians. Twins open as low as like minus 115 on the road. They're up to around minus 120. Some shops even closer to like minus 125. We know road favorites have been great this year. 250 and 148, 63%. You also get a favorite low total. So Minnesota correlative betting lines in their favor. I know it's not a huge number, but still, they're a favorite with a line move. And you're seeing a lot of liability to the under. It actually opened 8.5 and it's now down to 8. I think you have wind blowing in Cleveland. I wrote about this in the newsletter, but yeah, it's like 75 degrees, which, you know, pretty warm, but you have 10 to 15 mile an hour winds blowing in. So I don't think the 8.5 is available anymore, but it makes sense why pros maybe looked at the under. Cleveland's lost 4 straight. Minnesota's 3-1 their last 4. I'm banking on Sonny Gray. He's 3-1, 2.53 ERA. I thought it was a really good pickup by the Twinkies here. In the month of June, he's got an ERA of 3. McKenzie, 4-5, 3.51 ERA, but in the month of June, he's got an ERA of 5.4. So again, I'm looking at just, you know, the numbers, obviously, overall for these pitchers, but what have you done recently? Again, this is important because the overall numbers, kind of like Gausman, Blackburn, good numbers overall, but, you know, an ERA of 5-plus in June. So that's something to keep an eye out for. McKenzie, 5.40 ERA in June. You also get Minnesota, 29-17 as a favorite. They're 18-6 on the road, and they're 28-24 against right-handed pitchers. So I think there's some value here to sweat the Twinkies. So I'm on the Twinkies. I got them at minus 121. We're going to take a very, very short break, guys. We'll split up the pod right in the middle. But don't go anywhere. We ain't done with MLB. I gave you the first three. Yankees run line, minus 150 or minus 151. Red Sox, plus 160. Ooh, wouldn't that be nice? Minnesota, minus 121. But I got three more bets to share with you. Two AL bets, an NL bet, and then, of course, we'll finish up strong with a WNBA play for today, which, again, I think some of these numbers, it's not a huge steam move system match, but it is, to me, a really good value play with two really good offenses. So just hint, hint, where do you think we're going to that one? We'll come back and talk our next three. Remember, we got six Major League Baseball bets. We got three more to discuss, three down, three to go. And, of course, WNBA when we return on episode 606 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena every single day, or of course, 5 days a week, I guess, technically, because if I did 7 days a week, the fiance might call off the wedding. But don't go anywhere, guys. We're going to finish up three more MLB, WNBA in episode 606 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with and reassess your bankroll with, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 606. Hope everyone had a great weekend here. See if we can finish up strong in the month of June. Been running pretty good last couple weeks. I know Friday, looking back toward our bets, 3-5, minus 2.41 units, but overall, I've been pretty decent here. So let's see if we can start off the last week in June on a high note here and see if we can finish off the month on a high note. So we started the pod. Again, congrats to Tampa Bay. It's congrats to the Avs. Again, anyone who got them on a futures price, congratulations. But, looking at the favorites, file away for next year, 66% in the NHL playoffs, home favorite, 69%. We also talked reassessing your bankroll, why that's an important thing to do. Not every day, not back and forth, left and right, but just one time a year. And then you grind your new number. Again, take your initial bankroll, multiply it by 0.03. What's your new bankroll? Multiply it by 0.03. Hopefully it's up. Even if it's down, doesn't matter. You do an autopsy of your plays. You reassess your bankroll. We started the pot, of course, with three Major League Baseball bets. I have six overall. But Yankees, I'm sweating them on the run line. Let's win by two or more, minus 151. Red Sox at a juicy plus 160. And the Minnesota Twinkies, minus 121. So finishing up here, guys, three more MLB. Next bet for me, I'm going to go Texas Rangers. Let's go Walker, Texas Ranger, baby. Rangers open on the road. About a minus 125 favorite. We've seen them get up to around minus 130, minus 135. So a little bit of line movement in favor of the Rangers. Non-division road favorites. It's been really the best system all year. 138 and 73, 65% with a 10% ROI. So good system match with the Rangers. You also look at the pitching matchup. Martin Perez, been really good this year. 5-2 with a 1.96 ERA. He's facing Bubic, who's 1-4 with a 7.41 ERA. If you look at the recent performance here, guys, Texas is 9-1. The last 10 Martin Perez starts. So, he's, you know, again, team gets confidence when he takes the mound, gets him a lot of run support. He's got a minuscule ERA. We do have a couple lefties on the bump. So Texas is 15-10 against lefties. Kansas City is just 10-13 against lefties. You also look at dog and home splits for Kansas City. That's been a big fade spot for them. The Royals are just 19-37 as a dog, and they're only 13-23 at home, one of the worst home teams. Big advantage team ERA, which usually you don't say with Texas. Typically, they're a bad pitching staff, but their ERA is 3.94. They haven't really been that bad. An ERA of Kansas City for 5, an ERA of 5. So that's a big advantage, 3.94 versus, to be exact, 4.98. The other thing I like about this one, using the VSiN.com bet splits to your advantage, 76% of bets are on Texas. Again, I don't love that. It's technically a public play, but they're taking in 89% of the money. So again, that's at least a 10% discrepancy in a positive direction that we like to see. This one's 13%. So I'm going to sweat Texas. I want to back Martin Perez. I want to bet against Bubic. We have a non-division road favorite system match, which is great. So I am excited to get after it and sweat the Texas Rangers here, guys. Next play for me. Looking at the LA Dodgers, not as a sharp play. I think it's always important to distinguish this. To me, it's a buy low value play. The Dodgers open as high as around a minus 200 favorite. We've seen them get down to minus 185. So there's definitely been some money here hitting Colorado Rockies, causing this line to drop. But I think this is a good opportunity to buy low on the Dodgers at a reduced number. You look at these system matches here, road favorite 63%. Road favorite who made the playoffs, the opponent did not, 134 and 66, 67%. I like the pitching matchup with Tyler Anderson against Chad Kuhl. Tyler Anderson, 8-0, the 3.0 ERA. The Dodgers are 9-1, the last 10 Anderson starts. Look at Chad Kuhl, 4-5, 3.95 ERA, not that bad. But the Rockies are 1-8, the last 9 Chad Kuhl starts. He's got an ERA of almost 5 in the month of June. Anderson's got an ERA of 3.22 in the month of June. So I want to back Anderson in this spot. Again, Kuhl has been cooling off. Get that. But then Dodgers, 44-25 is a fave, 25-14 on the road. They're also 31-17 against righties facing Kuhl today. And Colorado, just 22-35 as a dog, 12-14 against lefties. And in terms of the Dodgers, really the advantage here, guys, is their team ERA. They have a team ERA of 2.91. ERA of almost 5, 4.93 for Colorado. And you look at the Dodgers here, plus 132 run differential, minus 70 for Colorado. So I always want to preface this. The Dodgers are not sharp. They don't have a line freeze. They don't have reverse line movement. They don't have a steam move. But what they do have is a reduced buy low value play opportunity. So I'm going to sweat the Dodgers here, plus 132 run differential, minus 70 for Colorado. So again, line's dipping. If you like Colorado, I don't blame you. But to me, it's a good spot to buy low and get a better number on the Dodgers. So I'm sweating the Dodgers, guys, minus 185. And then last play for me, guys, last play here, late night sweat. Let's go Halos. Give me the Halos. I want to bet on Thor. I want to bet against Giolito. The Angels open around a minus 125 favorite at home. They've now been bet up to around minus 135. So about a 10-cent steam move in favor of the Halos. Non-division home favorites are 58% this year. You also look at the matchup, Thor, 4-6. Losing record, but a 3.86 ERA. In the month of June, he's 0-3. But he's only had, and this is crazy, he's got a 3.5 ERA in June. He's had no run support. He's made 3 starts, and he's only gotten 2 runs of support here. So hopefully the bats come alive for Thor. Giolito, who again is a good young pitcher, but he's had a bad year. Hopefully that continues. He's got a 4-4 record, 5.40 ERA. But in the month of June, guys, Giolito has an ERA of 9. 9. Where are my Beatles fans out there? Number nine. Let's keep that thing up. Again, Giolito's been getting knocked around. I hope that continues with the Halos bats. But the Angels, 27-22 is a favorite. The White Sox, just 11-18 as a dog. You also look at our VSiN.com bet splits. 60% of bets on the Halos, but 70% of the money. So again, slightly public, but we do have a low bets, higher dollar situation with the Halos. And I don't know if you guys saw this. But there was a huge fight. Like, it was a pretty good fight. Usually, you know, the, you know, baseball fights, all they do is just kind of like jaw at each other. They just yell at each other. This is actually a pretty good fight. So none of these guys probably will get suspended, but they're appealing, so no one's going to be out tonight. But got in a big fight with Seattle. Maybe that gives your team a little juice, gives you a little bit of excitement. That's just kind of another, you know, outside variable here. But I kind of like that. Maybe that woke up the Angels a little bit, who, again, remember, had a great start and then that terrible losing streak. You look at run differential, +7 Angels, -51 for Chicago. So give me the Angels here, guys. I got the Halos at -133. So our six bets for tonight, can we get four? And wouldn't it be nice if we got a Red Sox juicy +160? Yankees, run line, -1.5, -151. Boston as a dog, +160. Minnesota, -121. Texas, -130. Dodgers, not sharp, but a value play. Buy low, -185. And the Halos. Let's go Halos, -133. Now for our last sweat on a big Monday, a reassess your bankroll Monday. Again, we ran through, of course, a recap of the NHL. And again, it feels like I'm resetting, guys, just so you know. Had to pause the pod to do Lombardi lines, so that's why maybe the transition here is a little choppy. But either way, guys, talked MLB. Last play of the day for me, guys, WNBA. And again, I think, you know, to me, if you're looking for sweats and, you know, you're maybe a little disappointed NBA, NHL is over with, then okay, let's dial up our WNBA, see if we can be the best WNBA bettors that we can be. So, first and only bet for me, guys, I'm going to go Aces and Sparks over 174.5. This total open 174, 174.5. It's not a huge system match to the over. Again, with our over steam system, you got to rise at least a point, and that over is going to be around 60%. But you have seen overs this year, 58 and 51, 53%, slightly profitable. But this total open 174, 174.5. I am seeing some juice, like it may go to 175. So we do see a little liability over. It's not a huge system play for me, but to me, it's a really good value play with a lot of variables that are pointing toward a high scoring game. So first off, the Aces and the Sparks. The Aces are your number one offense in all the WNBA. They're averaging 91.2 points a game. That's like Gonzaga territory. The Sparks are averaging 82 points a game. That's sixth in the WNBA. But what I like about the Sparks to the over, they have the second worst defense. They're giving up 86 points a game. The Aces are allowing 83. So we have a really good offense, a decent offense, and one bad defense. You also look at these two teams. They're the two best over teams in the WNBA. The Aces are 11-6 to the over. The Sparks are 11-5-1 to the over. So combined, what are they, 22-11-1 to the over? The other thing I really like is in terms of pace, these are both top four in the WNBA in terms of pace. The Aces are number one. The Sparks are number four. So you add that all up, we have a little liability to the over. Again, some of these 174.5s look to be going to 175. If it's 175 and that's your only play, I'm still taking the over. But we do see overs ticking up. Aces, great offense. Sparks, bad defense. Two best over teams. Number one and number four in terms of pace. But also, using our VSiN.com splits to your advantage, this one really jumped out to me, guys. Percentages to the over. Again, we give you all these different sports. Check them out. Look at the percentages. Only 45% of bets are on the over today with the Aces and the Sparks. But it accounts for 86% of money for those in the back. 86% of money. That is a 41% low bets, higher dollar bet split here, guys. So that tells me they got a lot of respect in money hitting the over. And again, if we get to 175.5, that would officially match our, because I'm taking the opener of 174.5. I did see one at 174, but if we get to 175.5, that will then trigger the system match on the steam move over, which again, at least 1 point to the over. The over is, I think, like 60%. But as of now, guys, even if we only get that half point move, I'm going over here. Again, great offense, bad defense, two good over teams, too fast pace, and only 45% bets, but 86% money. So give me, try to find Aces over 174.5. If not, I'll take over 175. I want a lot of points. Let's get after it. With that being said, guys, reminder, if you enjoyed the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you had a good NHL year, finishing up, what was it, +23.27 units. If you want to make my day, let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in grinding in the arena every day. There's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set. How and why they move. How to read line movement. Glossary of all the sports betting terms you need to know. How to locate sharp action in the form of steam moves, reverse line moves, line freeze, 50-50 betting but moves, low bets, higher dollars. How to go contrarian, how to find and locate contrarian opportunities, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, how to reassess your bankroll, which of course now is a great time in the gambler's vacation to do that, or the gambler's holiday, whatever you want to call it. And then, of course, I do finish up with chapters on all the major sports, along with a chapter on what I call the mental game, kind of the approach you need to take from a mental and emotional standpoint in order to ride the roller coaster that is sports betting. So if you want to pick up a copy, it would mean the world to me. If you already have, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, breaking handle records every day in the great state of New York, hopefully, fingers crossed, we're coming up on just a month here left to legalize betting in Massachusetts. We have until July 31st. Hopefully, they come to an agreement here. Or, of course, out in the desert where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found at the great South Point. Or don't forget about Stormy and the crew at Circa, sweating sharp contrarian plays, sipping pina coladas with your feet in the pool at Stadium Swim, or hanging by the Mega Book or the Mega Bar, getting a victory burger. Or, of course, two of my other favorite books, Mandalay Bay and LV Superbook, the Westgate. Wherever it may be, you're going to look up to me. And again, Nichukwu, don't show me Nichukwu. He let us down on Saturday night biting. But show me a Bautista bet. We nailed that thing. I was happy to see Bautista come through. I probably should have just stayed with Bautista. But, man, Nichukwu had a good move and just didn't come through for us. But either way, guys, again, my parting words, as always, stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. We're playing a long game here. And over the long haul, smart money will win a majority of the time. The public will lose a majority of the time. So we all strive to, again, be our own handicappers, set our own numbers. But if we can find that model, those system matches against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some good betting system matches, get some closing line value, shop for the best line. Don't parlay and flat bet, then guess what? We're going to be okay long term. So I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Monday. Again, congrats if you took any futures there on Colorado. They were so damn good. They did it. But I'm excited to continue to grind throughout the summer, guys. It's going to be a lot of WNBA, a lot of MLB. We're going to filter in some NFL win total talk. But again, it's betters, betters vacation here, gambler's vacation, but that doesn't mean that you should take it off if you don't want to. To me, it's a good time, again, to reassess your bankroll, re-energize, get the batteries charged, and continue to get ready and do your research. And this is what Michael Lombardi said, now's the time to study and really get ready for football. So again, it feels a long way off, but I think it's only, 11 Sundays, I said, something like that, less than 100 days. Either way, guys, have a great day. Good luck. Hope to see you on Betting Across America 3-4. And do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Have a great Monday, guys. Good luck.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.